10,027, Norma Smith Mackey, south of Tyler Avenue, being Lot 25 within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the rear yard setback requirements. And again, gentlemen, the letter from the fire marshal is in effect in this case also.
Hi.
Name and address, please.
I'm Nancy Schreiner from 1925 Chestnut Lane, Downingtown. I'm here on behalf of Norma Mackey this evening. She's my mother.
Okay, do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Would you explain to the board your requests, or these requests?
Yes.
Of course, please.
We are requesting a variance on property at 25 Tyler, seeking a variance on the rear yard as well as the side yard setbacks. The lot that we have there is a summertime property for the family, one that we've had since 1976. It's a mobile home park originally, and within the last number of years, they've lifted some of the original controls they had and have allowed for different types of building to be there. Now, two-story buildings are there in addition to. We are looking to replace the original mobile home on this lot with a newer mobile home. So that's the primary purpose, as the original one is just aging. In doing so, we are looking for a size that will fit the lot. It is a very narrow and long lot, 40 feet wide by 120 feet long. We could potentially build upwards, but my mother, who owns the property, I'm her daughter on her behalf tonight, is aging, also has a progressive disease, which affects her mobility. And so in planning down the road, we're looking to stay one story. Pretty much stay with what we had had there, just a newer property, a newer structure. In doing that, it did go over some of the variances with the porch that we are planning on the front is a 10-foot porch. Again, because my mother is diagnosed with Parkinson's, we're looking at having a deck that goes down the side of the house just to make entrance in easier, as well as for that front porch and the mobility with potentially with wheelchair access at some point.
That's understandable.
Mr. Chairman, just to bring it to the board's attention again, this was a mobile home park, it's AR1 now, and it's 10-foot on the sides and 20-foot in the rear. Classified Cape Windsor as AR1, and an average of 5 feet in the front.
Okay.
And you have had many variances in Cape Windsor.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Berman? Mr. Radzi? Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have two letters from Lot 27 and Lot 24 on Tyler Avenue in support of her request for variances.
And also, again, did I understand that the letter from the fire marshal that we just finished too?
That's correct.
And they met that also, that 15 feet, because there is no water. Thank you for that. Okay. Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10027.
There was anyone opposed, I don't think.
Didn't it? Ask for favor, okay, I'm sorry then. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, chair, hearing none? Okay, now.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10027. As it's not an unusual request, we have granted many like variances. And I don't think it'll essentially alter the character of the neighborhood. Adversely affect adjoining properties now or in the future.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10027. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number